It is Friday, December 3rd, 2010. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up? What's up?
Well, there are a lot of things up in Northwest Arkansas in the River Valley, but I really only want to talk about Mel Brooks.
Because Young Frankenstein's on its way.
Yes, and KUAF and What's Up got to talk to Mel Brooks.
The legendary.
The Mel Brooks. The King of Comedy is doing one interview per market for Young Frankenstein, which will be at the Walton Arts Center December 14th through 19th. And Kevin Kinder did the interview by phone from the KUAF studios. Mm-hmm. So you'll get to read it December 10th in What's Up and hear it December 10th on KUAF.
Right.
Anyway, back to the future. This weekend, our very own Kings of Comedy take the Rogers Little Theater stage for A Tuna Christmas. Ed McClure and Mike Maloney are back to play 22 colorful characters from the fictional and farcical and funny Tuna, Texas.
How many times have these two guys done the Tuna, either Greater Tuna or Tuna Christmas? Or
this is five or six.
At least, yeah.
It's a lot. I won't read you there. We did a Q&A with them for What's Up, which I won't read to you, but they both agree that Tuna Christmas is surprisingly heartfelt. Tugs at the heartstrings by way of the funny bone. Ed McClure put it beautifully. There are messages obvious, peace on earth, goodwill to everyone. Messages less obvious, sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying. And messages so subtle they might be missed. If you make me come back, I'll bring a subpoena. But he said there has to be a message or the Tuna series wouldn't have endured and endeared as long as it has.
This will be at RLT.
7 o'clock today and tomorrow, mm-hmm. 2 o'clock Sunday, and again next weekend. Tickets are $11 to $16, no dinner this time. 631-8988. Also this weekend, the best Christmas pageant ever.
Again.
Ever.
ever.
returns to the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. It is the 17th year. The story revolves around a tribe of rowdy heathens, the Herdmans, who invaded church Christmas pageant and changed the pageant and changed themselves with the magic of the season. And every year, director Harry Blundell promises it will be the best Christmas pageant ever.
And this year, it's
this
Everest,
it.
Yes.
7:30 today and tomorrow, 3 o'clock Sunday, one weekend only.
Right.
$10 to $20, 751-5441.
Speaking of one time only, Fort Smith, right?
Five by Design.
Yeah.
Wow. This is the quintet. They're from Wisconsin. They started singing together in the 1980s. I believe that they're the ones that were on the cutting edge of this trend of radio-style musical shows.
Live on stage, sound effects guy, that sort of thing.
Amazing five-part harmony. They'll be doing, it's called Radio Holidays with the Fort Smith Symphony. The Fort Smith Symphony is in the interesting position of being kind of a backing band.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to have a backing band, why not have a whole symphony?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. The show includes comedy, commercials, an inner sanctum mystery, the sound effects table, 1940s vintage costumes, and a radio host. Should be great fun. And it's 7:30 Saturday at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center. Take note, you don't just show up at a Fort Smith Symphony concert.
No. Very well might be sold out, but they do the reserve list because some tickets sometimes get turned in. So
right.
If interested, do call.
452-7575. Tickets start at $15. Willie Nelson.
Yes.
will be playing at the Fort Smith Convention Center Tuesday at 7:30. If he can stay out of trouble that long.
Look, if you stop Willie's bus, what do you think is going to happen?
But apparently Willie is not going to jail. He's going to the Fort Smith Convention Center. And tickets are $35 to $65, 800-965-9324. Kathy Matea has not been in any trouble.
No, she has not.
And she will be at the Walton Arts Center on Thursday for a Christmas show.
I love her voice.
Yeah, and she was a... Kevin did an interview with her, and she was a very sweet lady. So 7 o'clock Thursday, tickets start at $28, 443-5600.
Okay.
And now we have the best of the rest. Deep breath. Going fast now. A Christmas Carol, University Theater.
Which is...
one weekend only.
Right. It sticks very close to Dickens' novel, but uses all sorts of 21st century video.
Cool video ghosts.
I've heard nothing but really good things about this.
One weekend only, 7 o'clock today, 2 and 7 tomorrow, at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $15. Saturday, there's a holiday market, the last, very last of the Fayetteville Farmers Markets at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks from 10 to 2. Holiday Bazaar at the Northwest Arkansas Community Creative Center at Nadine Baum Studios, 10 to 4. The Bentonville Christmas Parade is at 11 on Saturday.
Absolutely.
The Fort Smith JC's and Mayor's Christmas Parade is at 3 o'clock Saturday. There's a candlelight tour of homes in Eureka Springs from 3 to 8 Saturday. The Siloam Springs Christmas Parade is at 5:30 Saturday.
Wow.
His eyes are starting to roll back in his head.
Wow.
John Two Hawks performs a Christmas concert at 7 o'clock Saturday at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. Tickets start at $15, and children 15 and younger are free. And for a slightly more irreverent look at the holidays, the Fun Bags are doing comedy improv at 7:30 Saturday at the York Ballroom in Fayetteville. It's $5 to get in. They could charge $10 to get out. Anyway. That's it.
Okay, well, that's a lot, and that's just through Saturday.
Oh, that's just the tip of the iceberg. So check out what's up. The Christmas list, yeah, it's just that time of year.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.